method of instruction. He says, you want to develop love for Krishna, first develop love with the devotees in love, six loving exchange. And in order to develop loving exchange with the devotee, you must know who you want to associate and what are the symptoms of those devotees and what are you going to get out of it. So this is the motivation, and then we'll start. The first one is, there is the Navajogendra is answering. First Kobi answered, now is his another brother named Habi. Kobi, then Habi. Sri Habir Ubacha Sarva Bhuteshu Japashe Bhagavad Bhavanatmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavata Uttama. Please chant. Srihabir Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Japashe Bhagavad Bhavamatmana Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavata Uttama. Srihabir Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Japashet Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Isha Bhagavata Uttama. Srihabir Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Japashet Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Isha Bhagavata Uttama. The Vaishnavis. Sri Habir Uvacha Sarva Bhuteshu Japashe Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavata Uttama. Sarva Bhuteshu Japashe Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavata Uttama. Translation and the purport. Because purport is, I think, 7 pages or 8 pages, I'm not sure. Many pages, maybe 9 pages, 7 pages, something like that. So we are going to read the translation. I have a small presentation of PowerPoint, and I was getting trained by Mother Urmila to how to do it, but could not make it. But some or other I made it. Then I sent it to Hari Paran Prabhu if it will work. He said it's too small, nobody can read it. So, but some or other he mercifully made it happen this morning. So we'll look at that. Translation. Sri Habir said, before I read the translation, I'm going to say, there's a one intrinsic nature of Uttam Bhagavat. And then he has a two quality. See if you see in the translation while we read, you can contemplate. Sri Habir said, the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees systematically everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understand that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. Everybody got it, right? There's three things, but two things is the quality. One thing is their internal intrinsic nature that produce the two things. They are always situated in that. And this is real. This is real. But in order to experience, you have to come to that level of Uttam Bhakta, Uttam Adhikari, to see that. Anybody would like to share what you got from this translation? One thing is, the first class devotee means they see Krishna in where? No, first thing is not that. First thing is that they have Ishtadev. They have a particular form of Krishna in their heart. That
particular form of Krishna, particular form of Krishna, they see
in where? Everything. In everything. Mahaprabhu says, Thavar jangam dekhi na dekhi tar murti sarvatra hai nijo Ishtadev spurti. So Lord Krishna means Lord Krishna, all his incarnation, his internal potency, external potency, everything total together is the Ishtadev, is the beloved. Not like a particular form of Krishna, and he's going to see, instead of, if you have a plastic cup here, and then Lord Chaitanya is going to see, plastic cup is not plastic cup, it's Krishna. That's not what it says. Very fine line. Stavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hai nijo Ishtadev spurti. Spurti means, he sees the cup, he relates this cup, it belongs to his internal energy, manifestation, maybe material energy, material cup, and it is depend, that energy depends on Krishna, so he sees Krishna in that relation. He has a Krishna in his heart, and that Krishna is complete with potency. Prabhupada says, we never address God without potency. Everybody got it? And if you do address Krishna without potency, you will fall into impersonalism. We always see Krishna with potency. So whenever a Uttam Bhagavat sees anything, they see Krishna in that, means Krishna with his entire energy together. Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture, he says Krishna is in the atom, and I'm thinking on the floor, so there's the millions of atoms together made this marble. Okay, Krishna is in the each atom. And then Prabhupada says, he's there not alone. He's there with his all antaraj, all his potency, everything, holy dham. Wow, how big is the atom? Unlimited. So this is the vision Prabhupada had. Means he is also Uttam Bhagavat. So that's why he has that vision. It's very fine. So this is one, that he has Ishtadev in his heart, and that Ishtadev, I'm just using that word Ishtadev because it's a very loving word. Ishtadev means, after you know that Krishna is behind everything, he is the origin of everything, he is everywhere, then you develop a emotional sentiment that originally in your heart to a particular form of Lord, and that becomes your Ishtadev. Hanumanji is a good example. In Chaitanya Chaitamita, Prabhupada put a verse. Well, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami put a verse. Srinate Janaki Nate Ubhayo Paramatmane Tathapi Sarvasamama Ramakamala Lochana. Hanumanji is saying, I know Lakshmi Narayan. He is God. I know Sitaram is God. Radha Krishna is God. All the incarnation is God. But my Ram is my Ram. I cannot think anybody else. It's not that Hanuman does not know Sitaram, I mean Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. He knows. That verse clearly says, but he has a deep emotional attachment to Lord Ram, Sitaram. So Sitaram is his Ishtadev. But he respects all the incarnation of God. You got it? That's called Ishtadev. So here Uttam Adhikari has a Ishtadev, and he sees that Ishtadev in everything. That's one. What is the other? Two things, two qualifications. Yes. Yes. There's a one more quality, very fine. Let's read the translation together again. Sri Havir said, the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees systematically everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understand that everything that exists in eternally is eternally situated within the Lord. So the second qualification will be Everything is within Him. We are also right now in Krishna's stomach. That's why Prabhupada made this very fine sloka of Mother Kunti. Namasya tu adde purusha prakrite param alaksham sarvabhutanam antarvahir avastitam. He is inside, he is outside. Where is Krishna? Inside me, outside temple. Then it will be easy. The Kanishta means, the neophyte means they only see God only in the temple, not outside, not in the heart of living entity. But Uttam means, first class means, they see Krishna inside, outside, everywhere. And everything is within Him. So these two qualifications, because when you will hear next day and next day, next all this week, these verses will say, what is the qualification first class, and then second class, and the new fight, and then goes on, list goes on. Even within Bhagavad, there are so many. So I'll read the purport little bit, and then we'll have the PowerPoint. In the Bhagavad Gita 6:30, the Lord says, Jomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sa cha me na pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost. So he's talking about for the first class devotee, you follow? If I don't see that, I don't feel that, I still have a fear, that means I'm not in first class. I should be there, I should have impetus to go there. Nor is he ever lost to me. Srila Prabhupada comments, a person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere. Wow, that's his blessing. Everywhere. He sees everything in Krishna. See, Prabhupada now putting the person in Krishna consciousness, he sees two things. It's the same thing coming back. What is it? Who can say it? Please raise your hand. We just read. Yes, Mata. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Very good. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestation of the material nature, but in each and every instance, it is conscious of Krishna. Knowing that everything is the manifestation of Krishna's energy, nothing can exist without Krishna. And Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. It's very sweet. I forgot who gave class. Was it Haripan? Somebody gave class. Bhayam Ditya Avinivesha. Who gave the class? You gave class, no? Somebody gave. Those verses, just few verses before, trying to remove our ignorance. That if you see there is a Krishna is not there somewhere, that will cause you fear. Because Krishna is everywhere. Everything is in relation to Krishna. Those verses are very nice. It came to promote these three verses, beginning with today. So this is now, you have the PowerPoint? Now I'm going to give a little, I'm not stealing next 2 days' class. It's just a little chart to give you some idea. What is first class devotee? Is it big enough? Okay. So, in relationship, what is the new fight idea in relationship with God and His devotee? Can somebody read, please? So, three things. Can somebody paraphrase, repeat again, without looking at it?
He has devotion for the Lord.
Okay.
He gets along with the devotees.
No.
No, he has devotion for the Lord. He only takes religion to the place.
Cannot relate properly.
And cannot relate with the devotees. Yeah. He feels disturbed. He feels uncomfortable. Sometimes he has a friend who likes my family. They are my friend. Whether they are advanced devotee or not is not important. So it's very difficult. But they are in new fight. Now if you go in relationship to Madhyam, Prabhu, can you just go back, go bottom? In relationship, what the Madhyam Adhikari sees? The next one. Okay. Now that's the first verse. What happened? Now this is Uttam. I want Madhyam, Kanishta, new fight, then Madhyam, then Uttam. Yes, please. We'll go like this, so it will be. So remember, the new fight means, sounds familiar? Yes, because I was like that too. I'm still probably like that. That I think whenever we talk about religion, something to do in the wherever the ceremony is taking place. Outside, there's no religious activities. In my job, in my dealing with the world, nothing to do with religion. And there is a common saying, even, I don't want to say it, they say, don't talk politics and God in business. I say, why not? He say, well, that creates problem. Even a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of folks believe that. And that's a considered new fight, actually. There has to be compassion. Compassion doesn't mean you bombard and impose your idea to others, but you attract them to with the cookies, with prasadam, with something that they can relate where they are. So, new fight, we just learned that three things in the matter of relationship, that they don't know how to relate with the devotees all the time. Sometimes they do, sometimes they can't, sometimes they cannot handle. And as for the religious activity, only when the ceremony takes place. And as for the devotion, where? No Vaishnavas. No mercy to living entity. Only to the deity. In front of deity, I'm very nice. I turn back all the Vaishnava, I don't care. I just walk out. It's not important. This is the basic mentality of new fight. But Madhyam Adhikari, here you have a four. See if you can catch. One, love for Lord together. Friendship with devotees of the Lord. Three, help to innocent. Four, avoiding evil. So, who can say it? Four things, the second class devotee. Yes. Love for the Lord. Friendship with the devotees of the Lord. Is merciful to the innocent. He avoid the envious. Actually very true. Envious. Five types of envious people. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes. One is that they make ridicule to Krishna's pastime if you talk to them about Krishna's pastime. You don't go there. And why? In the purport, I'm not going to read the seven pages, but I summarize it. Because if you talk to them, they will say such a horrible thing, the audience that you have will be disturbed and you will be disturbed. So it's better you just avoid the atheist and envious people while you are preaching. But that doesn't mean we give up the mercy. We pray for them to, or you can make, like Ramanujacharya did. I don't have time today, but Ramanujacharya did 2-3 times how he actually curbed the evil, envious minded. A famous story of Jagnamurti. Jagnamurti was world famous Mayavadi, and Ramanujacharya made him as his disciple. But it was a big challenge. And innocent, and Prabhupada says, what percentage of the people are innocent in this world? 90, one place. Majority, only 10%. Then Prabhupada gives further. Just like you want to offer to the Lord, bring the flowers of a rose garden to the Lord. Don't offer thorn. Anybody ever offer thorn to the Lord? No. You know what the thorn represent? Those envious. Those envious. You cannot recruit unless they change their heart. But flower means innocent. They are there, but they are not offered yet. So you bring them to Krishna. So that's one, two category. And third category is, there is one type of people, even in San Diego, in Janmashtami night, I remember 20 years back, one Gujarati Mataji, they have their own group. They said, Krishna must be in hell too. I said, whoa, how did you come up with that? They're Brahma Kumari. They said, because he did dancing with the other's wife, he must be in suffering in hell. And they really believe it. So then you think like, where did this idea come? Because they believe Krishna is karma phal data. That's it. What the value of Krishna? He only gives the result of your karma. As for his action, he has to suffer also. This is another bogus group. Then there is another group, you'll find that even Lord Krishna actually established in Govardhan Leela. He actually talked about it. He said, you do good karma, you get good result. Remember Krishna's dialogue with Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba? He says, we don't need to worship God, we don't need to worship Indra. If you don't do good, you won't get good. Actually, Krishna is the origin, founder of Karma Mimamsa. So if you have a good audience of innocent public, you better not confront the atheist, put him aside. Unless you are that kind of powerful like Prabhupada did. Prabhupada was invited in Indore, and in Indore, Gita Press, near Gita Press, where all the Bhagavad Gita of the world are some or other stored there, you can see thousands and thousands of Gita. And so they invited Prabhupada to give class, and Mahamsa Maharaj, Mahaman Prabhu, they were there too. Actually, Dhritarashtra Prabhu's friend, what's his name? Gopal Prabhu. He was a sannyasi before. He was there, not as a sannyasi, but Prabhupada gave him sannyasi. He was there in the class. So Prabhupada, in the list, they put Prabhupada is number 7. And all these bogus guy, Mayavadis, are bombarding, and there's thousands of people came. On the second guy, he was so much against the personal form of God, Prabhupada, and they were watching. Prabhupada is not feeling good. He's like chanting little loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's very funny if you really think. And then on the third guy, when he started, Prabhupada thought, I don't know what Prabhupada thought, but Prabhupada thought he wants to do something, so he just tell them, get up and chant. They all get up and chanted so loud, and all these guys are, Mayavadi's guys, they're like shocked. Then the coordinator came, Maharaj, your turn is not yet. So let them chant. It's purifying. This is bogus philosophy, polluting. So if you meet Gopal Prabhu, he'll tell you, he was there, he was like so happy, and they all dancing, started chanting, and they all, Mayavadi, sannyasis, line by line left. And all these thousands of audience, they started dancing and chanting. But I'm not saying we have to do that unless you are that kind of powerful. Prabhupada can get away. Prabhupada does get away like this. And this is many times he did like this. And this is a one way the Madhyamadhikari is supposed to avoid, ignore that. Unless you are very purified. Because Prabhupada did say in one lecture I heard, he says, nowadays Mayavadis are also joining in the movement, in Krishna consciousness movement. That is nice. I don't know who he saw, but definitely he saw some. And then, so that's Madhyam. Then first class devotee, we already heard, they do not have a distinction between first class, second class, or new five. They see everybody has a relationship with Krishna. This is real. Their vision is real. Their vision is so real that they see everybody has a relationship to Krishna, there is no need to preach. So as a result, they don't preach. Now in 4th Canto, 18, chapter 22, verse, I think, Prabhupada mentioned that sometimes first class come down to Madhyamadhikari to preach. They have to come down to Madhyamadhikari to preach. But even in that Madhyamadhikari, it's not the Madhyamadhikari, somebody just going from new five to Madhyam, intermediate, and the Uttam, first class is coming down to Madhyam, is not same Madhyam. There is a Madhyam Kanishta, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam, like this. There is so many division in the intermediate. So when they come down, they don't come down like somebody, I'm going from new five to Madhyam, Prabhupada come down to there. No, not like this. They have a strong, deep emotional attachment to Krishna. That will never be shaken. And we'll see in the chart. So we'll go to the next one. The next one is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, means nectar of devotion. So we are going to focus the area called faith in scriptures. So let's see with the beginner what they think. Two things. Can you see that? Everybody together. Cannot convince others, others can shake. Do you know? Sometimes you see some devotee comes, he joins, fired up for a little while and disappears. Because something can, some other idea can shake his faith and he leaves. He was happy, but he was not convinced, he was not steady. This is very interesting. And they also don't have sometimes capacity to convince others. So two things. Now we'll go to the Madhyam. And you see, in order to, in relation to their faith, what we do see in intermediate. They may not be able to convince others. Sometimes it says that Shastra Jukti Nahi Jane Dhira Saddhavan Madhyam Adhikari Sei Mahabhagyavan. Because he does not know or doesn't have enough knowledge, he is not capable of convincing others. But nobody can shake his faith. He's so devoted to holy name and his Guru Prabhupada. So firm fixed faith to Guru and holy name. This is the standard of measurement. That you will never deviate from it. But he may not be able to convince everybody. Sounds familiar? Yes. We see a lot of devotee may not know Shastra, but strong faith to Prabhupada and strong faith to chanting Hare Krishna and have belief, faith. They comes to into that category. Now if you go to Uttam Adhikari, we'll see their faith. They can convince anybody and everybody because they know the philosophy very strongly well, and second qualification is nobody can shake their faith. Nothing can shake or move their faith. So this is very nice. Now you may say, I thought Uttam Adhikari, they see everyone, how they preach. No, I gave the reference from here that from Bhagavatam, when you see Uttam Bhagavat, they are different category. But from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, when you say first class devotee, they are in different category. Because Uttam Bhagavat, the first class devotee, has a many gradation. Is Hanumanji first class devotee? Yes, everybody agrees? Yes. What about Garuda? Yes, eternal associate. He is a Mahabhagavat too. What about Mother Yashoda? Someone boldly say yes. You have a... Okay, thank you. One time, I give you a little short synopsis story. They are all Mahabhagavat. But within that, there is a category. What about Bhushandi? Do you know Bhushandi? He narrates the story of Jagannath Leela. He is Mahabhagavat too. He is a great devotee. He is still there. He is almost there in every yuga. His previous life, he was a great sadhu named Ashwashira. And so one time, you know, in Mahiravan place, the Ram and Lakshman got trapped by the snake. Snake, Indra, had a power, got a boon that he could trap. So when Ram Lakshman came to attack Lanka in performing Leela, Indra got so, was frightened by the Lakshman. That's why his name is Indrajit. He conquered Indra's power in that Leela. That's a big Leela, but I'm not going to go that pastime. But this pastime, that's where Ram and Lakshman was actually trapped by the snake rope. So Hanumanji came there and he's thinking, oh no, how can I release my Lord from this snake and big snake? Then he thought, Garuda. Because snake gets scared of Garuda. You see Garuda right behind Prabhupada? Actually, all the snake, including Kaliya, any snake anywhere, you chant Garuda. We had a problem of Garuda in Mayapur. I mean, snake in Mayapur. We really do. I found snake in Bhavananda Prabhu's room when I was cleaning in '80-'81. Snake in an incense pot. And I was trying to clean it, and there is a cobra jumped. frightening, you know. In Mangalarati, in the flood in '82, we are swimming, go to the new temple just came, where present temple. Before that, it was under Lotus building. But new temple just built, but that year was a flood. So we are kind of not swimming, but going in a water up to chest. And next to me, somebody else also going. I got so frightened, you know, moving like this. And I'm like halfway. I can't go back to the lotus. I'd better go to Mangalore. But there was no temple, but a temple room was underwater. So just in front of the deity, we did Mangalarti for a few weeks, I think. I forgot, kind of 4 weeks maybe. So a snake is there everywhere. Then we brought Garuda. Garuda was established. It's still there, you can see. I remember those days. So Hanumanji thought immediately, I need to call Garuda. So Hanumanji, he lives in Kim Purusho Barsho, and Garuda lives in another island of Jambudeep. So Jambudeep, you know, there is a 7 island, and within one island, there is a 9 planets, or Barsho, or island, you can say. Sometimes English confuses me. And so one of the Barsho is called Kim Purusho Barsho, where Hanumanji lives there. So he immediately went to Garuda, say, Garuda, come quick. See, he knows Hanuman is a great devotee, eternal associate. He knows also Hanuman has more love than him. He says, come quick. He said, why? He said, Lord needs your help. Garuda, first time in his life, he heard God needs his help. What do you mean? He needs to be saved. He needs to be protected. What? Hanumanji, please explain. I don't have a time, Hanuman said. We need to do service. We are in service mission. We don't have a time to talk philosophy. It's a service time. Come. God needs my help. He needs protection from me. Garuda got shocked. He's like sitting down. He's like, I can't go. This is confusing. But Hanuman doesn't bewilder me. Why he said like this? So Garuda was an intelligent. He's a Mahabhagavat. He went to Brahmaji. Brahmaji, please explain me, is it possible that God is in this planet, in the Bharatvarsha, and he needs my help? He said, yes, God is there. He has taken form, name Lord Ram. But why does he need my help? I am a servant. I serve him. He doesn't need my help. That's also true. I was just listening class yesterday, Prabhupada's class. He was pounding this word of Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, Naiva Atmana Prabhu Nijo Labha Purna. The word Nijo Labha Purna, that God does not need from anybody anything. Period. And Prabhupada said, one should repeat this and remember this. So if we offer something, it is for our benefit, we are coming in the beginning. Because God is merciful, out of compassion, he accepts it. Because we have abhidusha, karuna obrinite. Abhidusha means we are polluted, contaminated. What can we offer? Very scientifically he explained this. 1 hour lecture, Prabhupada. Very nice on that verse. So Garuda has the same mentality. I could relate. Garuda thinking, Ram needs my help. Doesn't make, if he's God, why he needs help from me? Doesn't make any. And I have to protect my Lord. That doesn't go with the philosophy, does it? The master protect the servant. Not the servant has to protect the master. Now you are Hare Krishna people, maybe you may not get it because you are Brajavasi mood. In Brajavdham, Krishna needs help from Mother Yashoda every time, every moment. So it's different. So Garuda is not in Brajavasi mood. So he could not figure it out. Then he says, is Ram God? How is he God? So Brahmaji saw, aha, there is something behind it. Who is asking you this? Well, Hanumanji is inviting me to serve and protect the Lord, but I'm confused. Said, I cannot explain it. Because Brahmaji thought, there's a mystery behind it. He said, then where should I go? You can ask Lord Shiva. So he went to Lord Shiva, Shiva Loka, and asked the same thing. Lord Shiva says, well, you are a great devotee, don't you know, Lord Ram? Said, well, he's Lord, but how is he Lord? I'm not understanding. And if he's Lord, why he needs my protection? Why he needs my help? So Mahabhagavat also has a question like this. First class devotee also has a question like this. So then Lord Shiva says, you really want to know? You should go to the Bhushandi. Bhushandi. If you are not a caste Brahman in Alachua temple, you will not understand this. But if you are a caste Brahman, that we don't like it, then you will understand this. Caste system is, if I am born in a Brahman family, even amongst Prabhupada's godbrother, I know personally, some of them born in a Brahman family, and Prabhupada had to give him a letter, because he asked for help to Prabhupada, and one time they came to see Prabhupada. Pushkar Prabhu knows the story. And Prabhupada told the American disciple to give prasadam. And they hesitate to take the prasadam because it's non-Brahmana offering. But his God, Prabhupada was merciful to his godbrothers. So that what happened, later on he asked for help. So Prabhupada wrote a letter very nicely. He says, you are asking for prasad, you are asking for help, but all these donations coming from non-Brahmans. They are not born Brahmans, so I don't know if it will benefit you, because when the prasadam was given, you didn't accept it because it's offered by the non-Brahman. Then Prabhupada was so merciful, he said, our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sur Thakur, because I read that letter, believe or not, it was very interesting. He was holding it. That Maharaj was holding that letter until he died. He was holding that letter. He loved Prabhupada's removing his understanding. He really developed such a strong faith. He used to come to ISKCON temple for Prabhupada's Desa Puja and would speak. And Prabhupada writes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, anybody chant, he is eligible to do Brahmanical work. But I think we are not believing our Guru Maharaj's word. So it was very nice, very nice. It was very teaching for us also. So anyway, similar case in Garuda. Even though he's Mahabhagavat, he knows he's the head of the bird dynasty. You know, bird world. Who is the head of the bird world? The Garuda. And you know the lowest species, lowest caste of the bird world? Crows. And Bhushandi happened to be born in a crow form. So Garuda had a problem. He's thinking like, how am I going to, why do I have to listen from a crow? He didn't tell this to Shiva, but he was thinking like, that's very hesitating. You know, I'd rather want to hear from some other personality. So nonetheless, he felt bad because Hanumanji is a very advanced devotee, he knows. And he said, Hanuman cannot be wrong, but I'm not understanding. So he went to see where Bhushandi is speaking, Harikatha, Ramkatha. And then Garuda didn't come in the front, you know. He went in the all the way back, like a mile back, all the birds, you know, millions of birds listening to Ramkatha. And Bhushandi is speaking bird language, you know. I don't know how it is, but I'm sure. Oh, thank you. Who made that? So then Garuda was listening. Then Bhushandi says one time, I had a problem. Even Lord Ram is right now present. And I had a doubt that he is absolute truth or not. I had a doubt. So I went to test him in Ayodhya. And when I went there, I was sitting on a branch of a tree. And I saw there is a beautiful boy, handsome boy. And he is eating some bread. Pancake type of bread. I remember my mother used to make bread, but it's sweet bread. So Lord Ram was taking bread, little bit in his mouth, and throwing something to the other birds and some other animal. So then Bhushandi had a crow form, so he also came nearby and he's testing. How is absolute truth? Now, Mahabhagavata has a two qualification. Who remembers it? He sees his Ishtadev Krishna in everything and everywhere. And second one, everything in him. In him. He is the existence for everything. So Bhushandi, crow is thinking. So he's speaking. He's saying, you know, I had a doubt. So I went there. I'll tell you how I removed my doubt. I went there and I saw this little boy and I'm thinking, how can he be the supreme absolute truth? Everything in his body. And I supposed to see him everywhere, but I don't. I see Narayan, but is he the Narayan? I need to test it. So he went nearby. So as Lord young boy Ram throwing little, he's eating little bit, he's giving also remnant to the birds. And the bird is taking, you know, they jump and eat, you know, how they do it. So then one point, the Bhushandi also came nearby. But Bhushandi thought, I have to do some mischievous in order to prove it if he's a really absolute truth or just an ordinary boy. So he grabbed the bread from his hand and fly away in the tree. And the Ram started, oh, he started crying and crying. Maybe he's not absolute. Because absolute truth will not cry for little bread. Would he? What do you think? So you have a doubt? Ram is not. So Bhushandi thought, maybe not. So he's thinking, but in the Shastra say this Ram could be that Ram, but let me, before I fly away, let me come to little more. She's staring at his mouth. The Jogamaya's arrangement, Lord Ram opened his mouth like this. Oh, my mother, you know, like he was calling his mother the way, and then Bhushandi saw like he's like flying away inside the mouth of Ram. So did I come inside the mouth? Yes. He went inside the stomach. All of a sudden he started seeing unlimited universes. How many? Unlimited universes, unlimited planets, mountains, rivers, human, every species. He was so shocked. And he traveled and traveled and traveled for a long, long time. Then he started thinking, where did it start? What am I doing? Million years I'm flying. When did it start? Oh, that little boy. He is absolute truth. Everything is in him. That's what happened. I want to go back and tell the world that he is the Supreme Lord. All of a sudden, Ram was yearning, and then he snapped like this, and his mouth opened, and the bird flying out with the little saliva. It was very nice. It was a remnant. So he fly away and said, that's how I found out that he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. And then when Garuda heard this, he said, oh my gosh, I did a big offense. So he immediately fly to Hanumanji and he helped. When he went there, all the snake disappeared just by seeing Garuda. And then of course Hanuman had a leela. I don't have a time, it's almost fine. I didn't even finish the charge. This is what happened, I don't know. By the way, Hanumanji had a big feast. It's a beautiful pastime you can read. How Hanumanji created, after Ram Lakshman disappeared, he created a big feast by the Ravana's people. And they all offered the feast and he enjoyed the feast. He was acting like a Durga is talking to them. You know that story. Now I'll go back to the chart very quickly. Now let's see, we are on Uttam Adhikari. Faith in Shastra. Can convince others, others cannot shake. That we discussed. Now we go to Kanishtha. We'll just read together very quickly. And if you want this chart, you can have. It's very nice. It's just a small presentation. There's a bigger presentation on that. And then from the Chaitanya Chaitamita Madhulila. No, Upadeshamita we didn't say. Upadeshamita, on the new fight, if we focus on commitment to the process of bhakti, what is new fight does? Sounds like me. Chant holy name sometime. Sometimes they give up, sometimes they don't chant 16 rounds, sometimes they chant 8 rounds, sometimes they don't chant 3 months. Haribol, if I can confess and recognize I have a problem, I am in a new fight, then motivation will go to Madhyam. But if I want to pretend, then it will not work. And there are a lot of devotees, I know, I was in that categories, that not enthusiastic to chant, to have a faith. Recognize and pray to the Lord, pray to Prabhupada that I am in a new fight stage, please help me to go to Madhyam. What the Madhyam does, Prabhu? Can you go to the Madhyam? What the Madhyam does? Where? Okay. Has a Vaishnava Diksha, initiation and worship deity, means they understood the importance of Vaishnava Diksha and they chant minimum 16 rounds. Those who are chanting minimum 16 rounds, you already have a first qualification of Madhyam Adhikari. This is very important. Minimum 16 rounds means you understood the importance of Diksha and they also important. You may be chanting 16 rounds, but if you eat from Subway without offering, the second part you are lacking. You understand the importance of worshipping deity means you do not eat without offering, period. It does not matter vegan or whatever it is. Because some Sannyasi was eating in vegan, somebody just told me about that. You don't need to know. But it is not nice, because the intention of the cook in vegan was not to offer Krishna, to make money. So it cannot be offered in a sense. But if you are first class devotee, like Hamsudut Maharaj told Prabhupada, he plucked a fruit and started biting. So Hamsudut Maharaj says, Prabhupada, you didn't offer. I'm glad he did that, because I would think sometime or other. Then he says, don't you know, sannyasi has Krishna in their heart, they always offer before they eat. But I should not pretend like I'm sannyasi or advanced like that. If you are that advanced, you have a deity in your heart, yes, you can offer in your heart and you can deliver. Like there was one disciple of Prabhupada, he was very much expert in making samosa in LA. And he disappeared during Prabhupada's time. And he came back after 6 years. And Prabhupada saw him in morning walk from far. He said, oh, you are back. You should make some samosa. Then the devotee is complaining, Prabhupada, he come from a chicken poultry farm. He's like, his parents like all this chicken, and he need to be clean. So, all right, let him make some samosa. He's very nice. Make samosa. And next day they make samosa. So Prabhupada said, you have the samosa? So they brought samosa, two samosas. And when they brought two samosas, Prabhupada said, that's all he made? No, he made more. Bring all, let me see. He made 12 samosas and Prabhupada ate all. Prabhupada said, when somebody has a quality to offer something to Krishna, you should engage, take advantage. Prabhupada was very merciful, like this. So very quick, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, in relationship, if we focus on the relationship to the holy name, what is the, can you go to Kanishta Prabhu? Kanishta, what they think? Chant holy name even once, means pure name. This is one pure name. And then Madhyamadhikari, we don't have to look at that chart. Madhyamadhikari means they chant uninterrupted all the time. And then the first class means, just by being their presence, other chant Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu exhibited this, Prabhupada exhibited this. And then next chart is from Manashiksha. If we focus on ultimate object of worship, then the Kanishta, they always promote the Varnashram so much, which is also necessary. And then those who are Madhyam, they can be from any Vaishnava category, they may not meditate Vrindavan all the time. But those who are first class, they always meditate Krishna in Vrindavan or in the Holy Dham. Even though they may be in New York, like in New York, Prabhupada was there. See how Prabhupada is first class. In his own life, we see the symptom. That in New York, he had a heart attack and he was lying down. So then after little while, Indradumna Maharaj tell this story, Indradumna Maharaj. And then he told to one of his godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, that I was ringing bell in Radha Damodar temple. It was very nice evening arati. And it was so emotional that Prabhupada closed his eye and he's ringing the bell. You know how Prabhupada used to ring the bell, like pull the string and ring the bell. Then he felt a little chest pain. So he opened his eye. There was no temple arati or anything. He found himself in New York in a hospital, bed, where he had a little heart attack problem. So then Indradumna Maharaj was like, wow, this is far out. So Prabhupada is always in Vrindavan. Few lectures he mentioned this. Always in Vrindavan, but while he's traveling in the world. This is called first class devotee. Mentally they are there. So we can meditate also like this. Then tomorrow you will have a biggest opportunity to see the intermediate devotee by Tamar Prabhu. And next day will be more exciting by Jannasthana Prabhu. New fight. Because that's where I am. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Guru. Any question, comment? Just a few minutes we have. It's okay.
Usually I've seen, you know, the faith in scripture with the Madhyama that he can convince most but can't defeat all arguments. So there is an increase, you know, like in Kanishta in the chart, it's connect, convince. Madhyama cannot convince, but mostly they can convince, but there are some arguments they can't defeat.
Yeah.
Because that's the Madhyama. He induces people to take up bhakti. Mm-hmm. So there's a certain amount of convincing. Of course, if the Uttama comes down to the Madhyama, then...
Difference. Madhyama, there is also a big category of Madhyama.
Yeah, right. One question I had in the beginning, you were talking about how the Uttama sees Krishna everywhere. So, he doesn't actually see Krishna there, but he sees it in terms of the...
Spurti.
The Spurti is his Ishtadev, right?
No.
Okay.
No, Spurti means, you see the water, like Mahaprabhu saw vultures eating dead cow, and he started dancing because he remembers Mridanga. How is the Mridanga coming there, vulture eating the cow, dead cow? Because the dead cow skin makes the Mridanga. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes song, Mridanga Bada Sunite Mana Abhasara Sada Jache Charana Sidhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukhana Si. In the Vaishnava song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Mridanga sound is exciting to Mahaprabhu. So did he see Krishna? Yes, Krishna's name is assisted by Mridanga Kartal. Mridanga Kartal, harmonium, they are not actually main important. They are assisting to holy name. Holy name is the most important. And holy name should be more louder than the instrument. Sometime in India, I saw in Navadvip, one group was, the music is so loud and you hardly can see what they are singing. So in that reference, Mahaprabhu was dancing because it reminded of him of his holy name, his Ishtadev. It makes sense? But that is Spurti.
Spurti actually translates as what?
Spurti, that absolute truth, who is the shelter of all the energy together.
There's an immediate reminder. You know, whenever Uttama sees something, immediately Krishna is in his mind. Ishtadev is in the mind.
Yeah. Actually, Prabhupada gave an example, and now I remember. Prabhupada says the mother sees the shoes of the baby. And then Prabhupada says, she does not really see the shoes, she sees the baby. So that's Spurti. Prabhupada gave that example, I remember that. It's a very nice example. And it's very true. You see the shoes, you think like, oh my baby. But it's the shoes. But to the mother, so much love. Because they have a love for the Lord. So everything on that basis. The four category, one thing is the intrinsic, the love for the Lord. Automatically natural affection for the devotee arises. Because they have a love. Because if I don't have a love for Krishna, respect to the Vaishnava does not come. It's proportionate. So it's very interesting. Prema is the first word. Ishvara, prema. That because love develops Anna Vilashita Shunyam, then automatically Vaishnavas are most important. Then compassion automatically develops. Then to protective nature, not to have atheist other. You already know all this.
One point about the Madhyama is the Vishachu Upeksha, you know, the neglect of the envious. It's actually also an expression of compassion, because if you reach to the envious, then they make more offense. So leave them alone, and then they don't get more implicated in still making some type of plan for them to be delivered.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur says in the Parbat, tomorrow we'll see in the Parbat I was reading last night, Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur says, first class devotee may even sometime say something not favorable about the demons. Like Sukhdev Goswami says, Bhojo Pangshul. The Bhojo dynasty, there's a five dynasty in Krishna's descendant. Jodu, Brishni, Bhojo. So he said, this is the worst in the Bhojo dynasty. Bad guy in the Bhojo dynasty. But he's a first class devotee. How can he say something bad about demons? They should not say. No, this is they, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, when they say it's actually alankar, it's actually create a rasa, not detrimental to their nature. But Madhyamadhikari should not ever say that, because it will create a problem in preaching. And I see that Prabhupada never actually talked bad about anybody until he always asked, what is his philosophy? It's like a repeated. They ask, what do you think about Sai Baba? And Prabhupada says, what about Sai Baba? So what do you think about him? So what does he say? What is his philosophy? Like every time anybody says something about some, we think they are bad. Prabhupada never commented until they hear. And then Prabhupada say, and then the disciples say, well, he thinks he's God. Prabhupada says, we don't accept that. If somebody says he's God, he's not God, then he's dog. So he didn't say really directly to Sai Baba, but he categorized where he fits. I thought it was very first-class preaching.
One thing is, the discrimination. You started out by just reading from Letter of Instruction on the absolute necessity of having a discriminatory vision. But, you know, that can also be misused. I know Akuti was giving class.
Mm.
So that discrimination should be without any kind of envy. You know, it should have a compassionate mood. You know, he's a neophyte. You know, and then just treat him really in a negative way. But the other thing is that in that discrimination, one can understand, you know, exactly how to deal with every individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in other words, the Bali Shesha, you know, give him mercy, and then someone much more advanced to just serve him. So it's not that we just discriminate and I'm not going to deal with this guy anymore. You know, there always should be some kind of a strategy.
Compassion.
Yeah. Compassion, even with the satsu.
You know, I mean, there's so many pastimes of that. You know, there's famous Ekanath Prabhu story, where this lady would not give anything and he would not give up engaging her in Krishna consciousness. And one day she got so mad, she was cleaning the floor with a cow dung and an old rag and everything. She said, I told you not to come. You never give up of chanting in my house and asking something. I will never give. Said, Mother, I cannot stop asking you to serve. Said, here, I'll give you. She got so mad, she gave the old rag, throw it to him, dirty rag. He said, thank you. You started giving, it's a wonderful day. And he started, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He went to his ashram. He cleaned the rag, nicely washed. It's in Vrindavan, that story, in Jamuna. After cleaning, he tear apart and made wig, put it in a ghee and offered it to the Lord. My Lord, that lady doesn't have anything else, that's all she gave. Can you please accept this lamp from her? He prayed. It was so kind, you know. And when he prayed, there was a heart change simultaneously in the heart of that lady. Next day he walked by and chanting and saw, before he even came to the house, she fell, you know, bowing down and crying. So that compassion is there. That compassion is there. Without compassion, I would not be delivered, believe me. I was born with a Gauriya Math area. I used to go with my mother. There's a four temple, Ramakrishna, there's a Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur temple. The royal king of Tripura, gave one temple to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. It's still there. And my mother comes from the royal family, so we still like visit, you know, all these four temples. There's a three Mayavadi temple and one Vaishnava temple. And we thought, doesn't matter, anywhere you join is all same. You become Boga, we didn't say Bogas, we thought Ramakrishna is the first class. But I was not attracted to, neither I ever even imagined that this philosophy is our lifestyle, it is our eternal function. I had no clue. Nobody preached. Only by Prabhupada's mercy that I came. So I'm eternally indebted to the devotees who follow Prabhupada. Because I look back, you know, I took detour many, many times, but now I reflect back, I said, stop now. I want to serve Prabhupada till my last breath. And I appreciate and I adore and I pay my respect to all the devotees who are serving Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada ki jai.
Maybe not.